This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Prime Minister Mia Motley chairs the CARICOM Heads of Government Conference, which commenced at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Centre yesterday. Several inmates gained certification from the Barbados Community College and the Division of Youth Affairs. High interest from youth seeking to join the Barbados Fire Service. More discussions ongoing between the Queen Elizabeth Hospital and the island's funeral directors, and Barbadian soca artist Rupi gains a major award. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Barbados's Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley led from the front as the CARICOM Heads of Government Conference officially opened at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Centre last evening. The meeting has been convened under the theme Strength in Unity, Forging Caribbean Resilience, Inclusive Growth and Sustainable Development. In her address, Ms. Motley urged regional leaders to put Haiti at the centre of discussions during the course of this year's meeting.
Their situation continues to be of major concern to us. And it is not going to be sufficient just to be able to say that Haiti will have an election on November 15th. It is not going to be sufficient to just stabilize the security situation of Haiti. 30 years ago, when I came to public life, my prime minister at the time made his first trip when he was sworn in to Washington to deal with the issue of Haiti. 30 years on, we are dealing with it again. In the absence of a proper development plan that sees the people of Haiti, that gives them minimum rights of education and access to health care and all of the other basic rights that we fight for our own citizens, in the absence of that, Haiti will be around as a problem in another 10, 20, and 30 years. That cannot be the aspiration of Caribbean people.
CARICOM Chair, Barbados's Prime Minister Mia Motley. Outgoing CARICOM Chair, Grenada's Prime Minister Dicom Mitchell, urged more focus on the issues in Haiti and said members had a duty to ensure stability in that country.
We are aware that some in the international community may be suffering from what is called Haiti fatigue. But until and unless we accept that a large part of what has happened in Haiti is not the doing of the people of Haiti, we in the CARICOM will not accept or encourage or support Haiti fatigue. Our brothers and sisters in Haiti deserve the right to life, to liberty, to decent healthcare, housing, education, and to the preservation of their culture. Because make no mistake, Haiti symbolizes the revolution that changed this part of the world. Had it not been for Haiti, the idea that one human being could own another human being as chattel slavery and put him to work for their profit may very well still be persisting.
Grenada's Prime Minister Dicom Mitchell, who is the outgoing CARICOM chair. Over 40 past and present inmates of Dodds Prison graduated yesterday with certification in videography and hospitality when the Next Steps program, hosted by the Division of Youth Affairs and the Barbados Community College's Hospitality Institute, concluded. The participants were on hand during the ceremony held at the St. Philip Institution, where officials presented certificates and witnessed the first video production with poems, music videos, and overall messages of rehabilitation. Minister of Youth, Sports, and Community Empowerment Charles Griffith, during the feature address, pledged government support to continue the program and to the participants when they leave prison.
The truth is that you're moving away with a certificate from the Barbados Community College that you can do two things with. One, you can start your own business, or two, it provides you with an entry-level qualification from one of the best hospitality institutes in the Caribbean, I dare say. Government is committed, very, very committed, to ensure that everyone who requires a second chance, that we are in a position to assist through the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Community Empowerment. And when I was told that this program is outside of my scope in relation to the age, my target population, I said no. Because the who wants that second chance should be afforded a second chance.
Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. New recruits seeking to enter the Barbados Fire Service, the Police Service, the Defense Force, or the Prison Service are being warned that they must come physically fit. This message was reiterated by Director of Youth Affairs in the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Claveston Haynes. He delivered the feature address at the highly successful open fair called Get Hired Uniform Services, which exposed over 100 aspiring entrants to an exhibition of the services at the Hilton Hotel yesterday.
What you're hearing coming out of the persons who presented on the uniform services was this whole question of being fit, being able, not only fit in terms of physical, but also in terms of the mental as well. For policing, for example, I mean, 18 to 35, and you know, as we always say, the number of persons who are involved in crime are obviously tend to be more younger people. And therefore, you want someone who is more, you know, fit, agile, flexible to be able to carry out the kinds of duties in the fire service. I mean, you know, the nature of the work itself involves ensuring that people are fit. So it's for those kinds of reasons that, you know, you want to ensure that the young people are fit.
Director of Youth Affairs in the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Claveston Haynes. And some of the participants expressed their career choices for the future.
The fire service. I think it matched my personality because I'm resilient and the fitness and so forth.
Most interesting, like the prison service or the police service. The prison service is just wanted to like, get the experience, and also the police service, as I said, I have the band and they also have like to do with the forensics and whatnot. I'm interested in that.
The fire service. From time I was in secondary school, growing up as a kid here in the fire church, I always wanted to be a firefighter.
Barbados Defense Force. That's just something I'm always interested in from time I was small.
The Barbados Prison Service. That's just something I wanted to do from young.
The fire service. When I was younger, I always wanted to be a firefighter.
Voices of young people attending yesterday's event. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital has addressed concerns raised by funeral homes. This comes after funeral directors, including Director of Anderson Funeral Home, Grantley Beckles, voiced frustration on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program earlier this week. They cited delays in collecting bodies due to changes in times and processes at the hospital.
You can't get the bodies now in a timely manner. It slows down the process of arranging the funeral. Because you dare not go and arrange a funeral unless you have the body. And it increases the anxiety of the family wanting to bring closure. Now, if the coroner is asking people to help remove the backlog of bodies, and on the other hand of the system, you are being deprived or constantly turned around and frustrated. The hospital have to be very careful that they do not end up with bodies piled up at their facility.
Director of Anderson Funeral Home, Grantley Beckles. However, Queen Elizabeth Hospital communications specialist Shane Seeley says a meeting was held to address these issues and discussions remain ongoing to ensure that the final protocols reflect the needs of all parties involved.
The Queen Elizabeth Hospital acknowledges the concerns raised by funeral homes regarding proposed updates to operational protocols. In the spirit of collaboration, the hospital recently convened a meeting with key stakeholders to facilitate open discussions. Progress has been made and discussions remain ongoing to ensure that the final protocols reflect the needs of all parties involved. In a recent correspondence, Ian Griffith, president of the Barbados Association of Funeral Directors, requested that the implementation of any new protocols be delayed until final agreements are reached. The QEH remains committed to this process and is working towards a resolution ahead of the planned implementation date of March 1st, 2025.
QEH communication specialist Shane Seeley. And finally, Barbadian soca artist Rupee's song Tempted to Touch has now been certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America. The Association of America honors music's best through its Gold and Platinum Awards program for the past 60 years. When an artist earns a gold and platinum certification, they join the ranks of an elite group of musicians. Rupee, whose real name is Rupert Clark, told Starcom Network News that while the track is 21 years old, he always felt it would have a legacy.
When I create music, try to make music that is palatable to the masses and everyone can relate to, and You know, I look at icons like Bob Marley, for example. He's a huge source of inspiration for me in terms of his longevity and how relevant his music is today and how much it means to people. And when I create my music, I always write with that type of vision in mind, you know, to make that kind of music with that type of longevity. I mean, it's always a wish for your music, but you never really think it can happen. But at the time, you know, all into the tunes and hoping the best for them. And for this to actually happen with this song in particular is just truly mind-blowing, truly mind-blowing.
Barbadian soca artist Rupert Rupi Clark. And that was a 7:30 edition of The Latest. Recapping the headlines, Prime Minister Mia Motley chairs the CARICOM Heads of Government Conference, which commenced at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center yesterday. Several inmates gained certification from the Barbados Community College and the Division of Youth Affairs. High interest from youth seeking to join the Barbados Fire Service. Major discussions ongoing between the Queen Elizabeth Hospital and the island's funeral directors, and Barbadian soca artist Rupi gains a major award. You've been listening to the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.